two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Live team coverage. Utah Fireworks on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock. KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Partly cloudy. It's 92 degrees. KSL's top story. We might see lawsuits over these local fireworks bans. One lawmaker says it's a real possibility. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Representative Suzanne Harrison tells KSL's David Dujanovic the law actually does not protect cities, and she wants a special session so lawmakers can give cities more authority to make these bans. Officials from TNT Fireworks say they are not planning any lawsuit yet. Instead, they're opting to speak with cities to find the provision in the state code that allows them to make a blanket ban.
Officials from TNT Fireworks say a lawsuit is possible if talks break down. Wildfire dangers at an all-time high with the drought and the excessive heat. Jason Curry with the Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Land says natural-caused fires account for only a small part of the risk.
We've, for the last few years, not been doing very well. In fact, right now we're at about 88% human-caused fires in the 21 season. So we have a lot of work to do. Public's got a lot of work to do in terms of precaution and having a safety mindset.
Curry tells Dave and Dujanovic fireworks are part of the problem, but there are plenty of other ways to accidentally start a fire in dry areas. Utah got a C- in a new report ranking women's wages and employment compared with other states. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Aird says one local researcher tells us this isn't as terrible as it sounds.
Dr. Susan Madsen with the Utah Women in Leadership Project says this grade is an improvement from the D's and F's we've gotten in years past.
Utah has a C minus, but actually I'm kind of encouraged by that. I know that might not sound great to be encouraged by that, but we've made some progress.
The report is from the Institute for Women's Policy Research. Madsen says it shows we've improved on things like how much women earn, which is an average of about 40 grand a year.
So we're about right in the middle. We're not at the bottom there.
The report also looked at the wage gap, the percentage of women in the workforce, and the percentage of women in managerial positions. Madsen says it's that wage gap where Utah still struggles. Lindsay Aird, KSL News Radio.
You heard it here live an hour ago, President Biden announcing a major crackdown on guns used to commit violent crimes. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the President and Attorney General Merrick Garland announcing a strategy to reduce the rate of violent crimes. President Biden urging Congress to stiffen gun laws and sending a message to rogue gun dealers.
If you willfully sell a gun to someone who's prohibited from possessing it, if you willfully fail to run a background check, if you willfully falsify a record, if you willfully fail to cooperate with the tracing requests or inspections, my message to you is this: we'll find you.
The president also signing an executive order that provides resources to urban communities facing an increase in violent crimes this summer. FBI Director Christopher Wray telling the Senate Appropriations Committee today how the agency will fight the growing threat of ransomware attacks. He also had this advice for industry leaders who are facing a growing threat.
Our guidance to industry is not to pay the ransom.
Ray says companies who have paid the ransom have been victimized more than once. And Britney Spears asking a judge this afternoon to end the conservatorship that has controlled her life and money for 13 years. While the pop icon made her plea, dozens of her fans stood outside the courthouse to show their support.
I do think the conservatorship is really limiting her civil liberties and her daily freedoms. So in a way, I do think she's being held against her will.
Dustin Strand was among the large and boisterous crowd who held up Free Britney signs. KSL News Radio.
Vice President Kamala Harris will travel to the U.S.-Mexico border. ABC's Andy Field has details from Washington.
Despite traveling to Central America and holding meetings with foreign nations on stopping illegal immigration at the source, Republicans have criticized Vice President Harris for not visiting the border until announcing she'll go this Friday.
We made an assessment within our government about when it was an appropriate time for her to go to the border.
Spokesperson Jen Psaki saying the problem is more complex than a simple public visit to the border. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Federal bans on evictions and foreclosures end next week. But families in Salt Lake City still have access to pandemic-related assistance. Mayor Erin Mendenhall and other city leaders gave an update this afternoon. Housing and Neighborhood Development Program Director Tony Milner said homeowners in the city have a few options.
We encourage people to call 211 and also their lender for any and all resources that will help them come current with their payments or forbearance. Anything to make sure that they stay in their home and keep that equity that they built up into that home.
Milner says renters can go to rentrelief.utah.gov to check out resources available to them. New research looks at the personality traits of people who are mean online. And it's dark. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards takes a look.
BYU researchers did a study of hundreds of Reddit users, people who exhibited dark triad personality traits and enjoyed others' misfortune were more likely to engage in trolling behaviors online. They would rather please themselves than create a positive online experience for others. They think it's necessary to be so negative.
A recent Pew study shows 2 out of 3 Americans say social media has a negative impact on society, in part because of these trolls. KSL News Time 4:06. Ricky, how are we doing this afternoon? It seems like we have a placid rush hour.
Well, it's not too bad, but we do have delays that have set in. One of the worst spots is in Kaysville and Layton, where we have a crash northbound I-15 approaching Layton Parkway. Had been blocking a left lane of traffic, and that's causing slowdowns, added to the delays already in place as you leave Farmington and make your way up to Roy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Stay here. My minute of news is on the way. Next.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.